As the economy continues its slowdown, contemporary art sales are skyrocketing. Last week, Sotheby's and Christie's auction houses broke records for sales in contemporary art. As the spring art auction season wraps up, art critic Lee Rosenbaum joins us now to explain what happened during this unpredictable season. Good morning, Lee.
Hi, Cynthia. It's nice to talk to you again.
Same here. Well, you know, listen, you know, with the economy's downturn, many predicted that art sales would also decline, but the $362 million that Sotheby's took in last week was the highest grossing auction in its history. What accounts for these high numbers?
Well, you still have a number of rich people who are willing to pay mega millions for works. In fact, we just learned that the person who bought the Francis Bacon triptych, setting a record for any contemporary artist at auction, was a Russian living in London right now, a Russian industrialist named Roman Abramovich. So you have a few of these people who are still willing to pay any price. And you also, I think, have these sales being engineered behind the scenes so that they can't fail to a much greater degree than was formerly the case.
Now, you've said that there are behind-the-scenes machinations to help engineer these results. What exactly are these machinations?
Well, some of it gets technical, but I'll try to sum up briefly. There are some old techniques. I think that once the Christie's sale, the lead-off sale of Impressionist Modern Works, did not meet the auction house's expectations, both auction houses kind of got consigners to lower expectations and lower the amount that they would accept for work so that the sales would still be able to take place. You're seeing a large number of sellers being offered guarantees. A work will get a certain amount for the seller, whether or not the bidding reaches that. But what's new is you're seeing auction houses rely increasingly on third parties, dealers or big collectors, to offer some of those guarantees. And they may be bidding and bolstering prices, as are dealers, artist estate representatives, and even major collectors who want to protect their investments by keeping the auction prices high.
Now, you know, these art sales aren't just the work of determined art lovers. They're also, financial transactions. Has art become a way to manage the ups and downs in the market? Like, if other assets are performing poorly, blue chip artists are a good place to put your money?
Well, there are some people who think that, but of course they're thinking that less these days because everyone is a little jittery about the fact that the art market may be undergoing a bit of a softening. They're seeing that in the middle market, and to the extent that the sales have to be so engineered behind the scenes, the upper levels of the market may also in the future show a little weakness. So artist investments is always a dicey deal.
Now, Lee, as much as I love art, I just don't have, say, like, you know, $86 million to drop. Do these high numbers only concern the super wealthy, or do they somehow affect average folks?
Well, as we have said before, to the extent that these prices are very high, museums are certainly priced out of the market. And, even the middle market was quite inflated and made it harder for people like you and me to pick up something that we could afford. To the extent that it may be becoming more of a buyer's market, everyone who wants to buy and is not worried about their art as investment may benefit, and museums may also benefit and may get more donations if people can't get on the market what they were hoping to get for their work.
All right. Thank you very much, Lee.
Thanks, Sotirios. Talk to you again.
I've been speaking with art critic Lee Rosenbaum. You can find a link to her blog by visiting our website, WNYC.org.